It's in the hands of Lansing lawmakers now, Governor Rick Snyder's landmark budget proposal being reviewed by the legislature, with administration officials pushing to have the final budget passed by June 1st. I talked to Michigan State University economics professor Charles Ballard about the governor's $45 billion budget proposal, which includes $1.2 billion in budget cuts.
And as he proposes these cuts, he's also calling for $1.8 billion in business tax cuts. What's the benefit of doing both of these things simultaneously?
Well, it's a difficult sell politically, because I know a lot of people who say, well, you're reducing the taxes on businesses and raising them on retirees and so on. I understand that political argument. Let me defend the governor, however, for reducing the business taxes. The Michigan business tax has some really unfortunate features. And in terms of the distortions, the way it discriminates against one industry or another, it really has a lot of problems, and I'm happy to see it reduced or eliminated. But my perspective is that I want to have enough money to pave the roads in the summer and plow the roads in the winter and pay for education and all the other public services that I think that the people of Michigan deserve. So from my perspective, I would be happy to go along with the business tax cuts, just so long as we make up the revenue someplace else. The common theme among the parts of Governor Snyder's budget that I like the most are that they would move more in the direction of a level playing field in terms of a tax system. Most tax economists, just about all, agree with me that we sort of would like to have a tax system that doesn't discriminate a whole lot between one sector of the economy or between one source of income or one use of income. And his proposals move a long way in that direction, and that's laudable. I just want the total amount of taxes to be higher.
So in terms of bringing in more revenue, you are supporting the idea of taxing pensions. Where else would you focus the revenue increases?
Well, certainly in the sales tax. And you know, when Governor Snyder, I just said that in my view, the best features of his plan are the ways in which we move more toward a level playing field between different types of economic activity. Well, an omission there was the sales tax, because he did not propose to extend the sales tax to services and entertainments. If you were to extend the sales tax to all retail services and entertainments, you would be able to eliminate the budget deficit by that one thing alone, without having to do anything else. You'd more than eliminate the budget deficit. You'd have enough money left over to reduce the sales tax rate. So that certainly is one that I would do. Another prominent one that I would do would be to take the income tax rate and raise it. You know, in Utah, they have an income tax of 5%. We've imported our budget director from Utah. I think we could import the income tax rate from Utah. That would raise $1 billion per year. So there are lots of ways to come up with the revenue to fully fund public services in Michigan.
Well, he doesn't seem like a governor that's, at least at this point, too focused on political consequences. What reasons would he have not to pursue some of these other strategies?
Well, I think it's true that Governor Snyder has made a lot of public statements about how he's not a politician, he's a businessman, he doesn't want political business as usual. But it is true that he knows that he's operating in a political context. And my guess is that there was a political decision about the sales tax on services, for instance, that would just be difficult to get through the legislature. In fact, the proposals that he has put forth have, as you know, generated a lot of opposition, and there are plenty of folks in the legislature who have said that they're skeptical of some of the proposals. So it's a challenge to come up with a proposal that you think is good, but that you also think can get passed through the legislature.
In terms of his proposal, economically, is there anything risky about it? Is there any potential that it could actually not improve the state's economy?
You know, I think that for the long run, the thing that we need to do the most is to improve the skills of our people, and that involves education. Now, of course, there are ways that districts may be able to find to deliver education more efficiently, but I really think that we should be moving in the opposite direction for education funding. The early childhood education is an incredibly important. It earns a higher rate of return for society than any other investment we can make, and yet we're not fully funding those programs. And we have a 19th century school year calendar, much shorter than the number of days of instruction in most other developed countries. And so for the short run, my guess is that Michigan's economy will do okay, and I think there might be some modest benefits to the overall economy from reducing business taxes. But for the long run, we've got to make those investments in human capital, in our the education and skills of our population. So I think in terms of the overall effect on the economy, it's probably a mix.
Is this a dream come true budget for businesses in Michigan?
Well, I don't think this gives businesses everything that they want, but certainly it is a business friendly and budget. And Governor Snyder didn't make any secrets of that during the campaign. Nobody should be surprised, because he has been campaigning for a long time that he wanted to eliminate the Michigan business tax. He's replacing a part of that revenue with a corporation tax, but an awful lot of businesses will now be paying no taxes at all, there's going to be a substantial net reduction in taxes for businesses. So the personal property tax remains in place, and a lot of businesses really, really are very troubled by that. But on balance, this seems like a very business-friendly budget.
In terms of the revenue, is that not a cycle that would eventually come back in its own?
If the economy starts to grow, that will certainly help revenues. But I think if we also have to keep in mind these structural issues, regardless of the rate of growth of the economy, if you don't tax retirement income and a larger and larger portion of your population is elderly and then pays no income tax, or if you don't tax services and the sales tax and more of the economy is services and doesn't get taxed, those will be long-term drags on our revenue system, regardless of what happens to economic growth. So, yes, we all hope that economic growth will be a little bit better. It's hard that it could be worse than it's been in recent years. And that will cushion the budget a little bit. But I really think we've got to deal with these long-term structural problems in our revenue system as well.
Although it's still not clear what the final budget will look like, there's little doubt that Governor Snyder's proposal will undergo some significant changes before being passed by the legislature. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.